This is VK6ARN News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, this is Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 20th of October, 2024. Now on with the show.
Rob, VK6, Lima Delta recently announced the date for the long-awaited Manjimup Ham Feast, which is on Monday the 18th of November. For those who haven't been before, the Manjimup Ham Feast is a pub lunch for radio enthusiasts, and it's held at the Quininup Tavern, which is almost Manjimup, 1222 Wheatley Coast Road, Quininup. The food is great, drinks are cold, and the company is excellent. And wives, partners, friends are also very welcome. The ham feast runs from 11:30 a.m. And Rob says that the legendary ham feast raffle will also be held on the day, and there are some great prizes to be won. For those coming from Albany, Mount Barker, Katanning, Bunbury, Perth, or most other places, Quininup can be reached in 2 to 3 hours travel time. And it's preferred if you could pre-order your meals to help the chef to have sufficient supplies on hand and to prepare and deliver the meals in a timely manner on the day. So Rob attached the Quininup Tavern's menu to an email that he sent to a stack of people, and it's also on the Southern Electronic Group website. And that website is hamradio.org.au. That was easy, hamradio.org.au. Meals can be selected on the day, but there are no guarantees if you haven't pre-ordered. There's a message there. And Dale, the owner of the Quininup Tavern, has said, if you'd like anything changed or some new options, I can do that. Please just let me know. So there's an open invitation. Here's an important point. Those people who are attending Ham Feast must email Rob with their meal choices and to confirm their attendance so that Rob can prepare a spreadsheet for the chef. And please have your orders back to Rob by 8 a.m. Monday the 11th of November at the latest. And the second important point is when you arrive on the ham feast day, the first thing you should do is go to the bar and let the staff know your call sign and name, and they'll take your money for your meals. The chef's aiming to serve meals between 12 and 1 p.m, but with upwards of 40 people expected, this equates to one meal cooked and served every 90 seconds. So please be patient. So reply and provide meal preferences to Rob directly by email or SMS text if you know his phone number. Save the date in your calendar, Monday the 18th of November 2024. The start time is around 11:30 a.m. And Rob says he looks forward to seeing you all there, and I'm sure everybody who is a regular especially will look forward to seeing everybody at Ham Feast. It's a great day out. Rob's email is vk6limadelta, vk6ld@sjr.com.au. So that's sierrajulietromeo.com.au. vk6limadelta vk6ld@sjr.com.au.
Hi, just a little note about vk6rrg and the WAG technical and general net having it run every Sunday morning on vk6rlm. That's 146.750 or channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
On Tuesday afternoons and evenings, the 40 and 80 metre bands come alive with the sound of slow CW. Who would have thought that this ancient art, which some say was once such a dreaded part of the amateur licence test, would become so popular in these days of modern communications? The uncontrolled net is run in designated portions of the two bands to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment. Slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or to just enjoy the banter. The CQQRS net started in Western Australia 3 years ago and has been running every single Tuesday and has been unbelievably popular. The net runs from 3 p.m. until about 7 p.m. on 40 metres, then moves to 80 metres, and we've had up to 60 stations on air having a go. And who knows how many listeners are out there every Tuesday as well. So the CQ-QRS-Net is on 40 metres between 0700 Zulu and 1100 Zulu, that is 3pm until 7pm, and is held between 7020 and 7040 kHz. Then between 0900 Zulu and 1300 Zulu, which is 5pm until 9pm, we're on between 3540 and 3570 kHz every Tuesday. There's no net control, so when you're ready to have a go, just find a quiet spot and start calling CQ-QRS at about 75% of the speed you can copy. Most stations will match your speed, so go slow until you're really comfortable with CW. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code, or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed. We'd love to have you join in. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So again, the net starts at 3pm every Tuesday, above the DX segment on 40 metres between 7020 and 7040. Then, after 7pm, moves to 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz. There are usually stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQ-QRS call. For more information and to receive our free weekly CQ-QRS RagTune newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via the email on qrz.com, or you can use our address, cqrsnet@gmail.com. That is cqrsnet@gmail.com, and I'll be pleased to have a chat.
Park News. Last Saturday, the 12th of October, was the 65th anniversary of the SES Association. The Peel Amateur Radio Group was there with the Mobile Communications Unit. The call sign was VK6SES. PARG was part of the Mandarin SES unit display. The PARG Mobile Communications Unit was activated with HF, Winlink, UHF and VHF link back to VK6RMH. PARG also had its DFES Warren radio activated. The PARG Mobile Communications Unit has the DFES call sign. Around 20% of PARG members are also members of the Mandarin SES. The Honourable Stephen Dawson, the State Government Minister for Emergency Services, met PARG members and inspected the PARG Mobile Communications Unit, saw its capabilities firsthand. Then the Commissioner of DFES, Darren Clem, also visited and met PARG members. He was particularly interested in the relationship between Mandarin SES and PARG. This weekend, PARG is again running communications with JOTA at the Rockingham Scout Hall. This has occurred every year for decades. Peter Bassett, SCARF, VK6PBS, 04-327-180-026 or 08-95-352-358. President and Secretary, Peel Amateur Radio Group, VK6ARG, VK6COM, VK6RMH, VK6SES. Email PARG Secretary via email parg.secretary@gmail.com or visit the website www.parg.org.au.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West linked repeater network and HF relays.
Foundations of amateur radio. Every now and then you come across an idea that throws you for a loop. It comes seemingly out of nowhere, and once you've seen it, you cannot unsee it. It's a lot like a 1929 painting I like, called The Treachery of Images, also known as Ceci n'est pas une pipe, or in English, This is Not a Pipe, by Belgian surrealist painter René Magritte. If you're not familiar with it, it's a painting of a pipe, and by being a painting, it's not a pipe. Obviously. Before I go into the idea that rocked my world, I need to set the stage a little. There are several modes I've discussed before. Whisper or weak signal propagation reporter, FT8 or Frankie Taylor Design 8 FSK modulation, and plenty others. Each of these modes has one thing in common. They require that all participants are using the same time. That is, both sender and receiver need to agree on when now is for this to work. A whisper signal takes 110.6 seconds every 120 seconds, starting on the even minute. It requires that the transmitter and receiver agree on the time within about 2 seconds. An FT8 signal takes 12.6 seconds within a 15-second window. It requires an accuracy of about 20 milliseconds. These timekeeping requirements are pretty easy to achieve in a modern network-connected computer. You turn on a thing called NTP, or Network Time Protocol, point it at an appropriate clock, and off you go. If you're not connected to the internet, then things get squirrely pretty quickly. You could buy yourself a GPS, set up a link between the GPS and your computer, run some software, and use the GPS clock to synchronize time on your computer. Of course, this requires a GPS. A serial cable, software, configuration, battery power to keep the GPS running, and probably a couple of other things. I've never done this, but given what I'm about to share, I don't think I ever will. What if you used a whisper or an FT8 signal from someone else to synchronize your clock? If you've ever launched WSJTX, you'll have seen a column marked DT. That's Delta Time, or the difference in time between the clock on your computer and that of the transmitter. If you could read the difference and use it to adjust your clock, you'd be in business. Charles November Kilo 8 Oscar pointed me to a GitHub gist with a single little Python script written by Peter, Kilo 6 Papa Lima, India. It updates the clock on your computer using the Delta Time from WSJTX. I'd point you at the script from here, but 3 alpha 730575 and 24 more characters, and that's just one element of the URL, doesn't run quite off the tongue. So I've cloned it into my VK6 FLAB GitHub repository, where it's called WSJT Time Sync. I added Peter's description to the README file, but I can take no credit for the effort or the idea. That's all Peter. So, synchronize your clock using the signal that you're trying to decode. Seems pretty obvious now, but that was a brand new notion for me. Of course, now I'm excited and wondering where else I might use this. Let me know if there's more to this that tickles your fancy. Also, just because I know Charles will poke my eye out with a Morse key if I don't mention this, you could use this script on your next POTA, Parks on the Air, or WWFF, Worldwide Flora and Fauna Activation, or anywhere else you go portable to make some noise. I know, right? Charles, using FT8 instead of Morse code, what's next? The end of the hobby? I'll tell you a secret. From time to time, he even uses his voice. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
Just a reminder that the Radio Amateur Society of Australia's QTC magazine was published last weekend, and you can download your free copy from vkradioamateurs.org. And while you're there, have a look at some of the other resources that are available, also free from RASA. Another interesting one is VK Rigs, so there's a very good explanation and an up-to-date explanation of the regulations applying to amateur radio in Australia. There's a very excellent quality foundation level study guide, and version 2 is now released and available to download, and again, that's free. I keep saying it's free, probably because that's such a good idea. There's lots to see and lots to learn from and lots to find out about at the vkradioamateurs.org website, which is the website of the Radio Amateur Society of Australia, affectionately known as RASA. Have a look.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast-KiloZulu7YankeeCharlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast. Or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.